This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. When there's an imbalance with a commodity, a lot of times you rely on the market to solve it. Supply and demand and prices that are set accordingly. But what if supplies are so low there is no price you can offer that will get you what you want? Yeah, welcome to the California drought. One of the ways this state has dealt with water shortages in the past has been through the spot market. Farmers with strong water rights selling their water to thirsty cities and farmers with more junior water rights. But as Sarah Gardner reports now from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, it is so dry in California, the market is coming up short.
Water is in high demand here right now. Cities and farmers are willing to pay dearly for it. The Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, a water wholesaler, recently offered Northern California rice farmers $700 an acre foot.
Which is about twice as much as it was, say, 5 years ago.
Ted Trimble manages the Western Canal Water District, home to some of those rice farmers. Trimble says his district and others canceled that water deal after finding out their state water allocations will be cut in half.
If we're water short in our area, we're not going to sell water outside of our area. It's that simple.
Jason Peltier is with the Westlands Water District in the dry San Joaquin Valley. Growers there are looking to buy water, too. He calls the California water market nearly broken.
The extreme lack of rain, snow translates to less water in storage, and that translates to lower allocations to people that normally have healthy allocations. So we're all kind of in a pinch.
In a pinch and facing even higher water prices in the future. Roger Patterson at the Metropolitan Water District insists California's water market isn't broken, it's just extremely tight. After all,
we are off the chart as far as the kind of drought that we are in.
Patterson says that deal with the rice farmers wasn't do or die, but it would have helped. Just this afternoon, the district's board voted to cut deliveries to its Southern California customers by 15%. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.